The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Tzadiches Amud Aleph, talking about the Ma'aseh of Yonah, it says, Amar Ma'avid V'Hashem L'Yonah Sheinus Leimar. Hashem spoke to Yonah Sheinus Leimar. He spoke to him for the second time, and the Gemara makes a diak, Sheinus Dibra Imai Shechina Shlishus L'Dibra Imai. The Gemara makes a diak that the Shechina only spoke to him the second time, the first time, and the second time, but a third time we don't find that the Shechina spoke to him. So Yonah was only spoken to twice by Kadosh Baruch Hu, not a third time. In fact, the Gemara Kasha V'Haksev, it brings a pasuk in Malachim, it says, Hu Heshev Eskvil Yisom L'Avoy Chamas Ad Yama Arava Kedvar Hashem Esher Dibra B'Yad Avda Yonah Ben Amitai Hanavi. So we see over here that it seems to be that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him a third time. And the Gemara answer is, no, Amar Avinu Aliska Ninva Kamar. We just mean that on the Nyanim of Ninva, he didn't speak to him a third time, but on other Nyanim, it could be that Hashem did speak to him another time as well. That's what's mavur from the Gemara. Then Iskei Ninva, he did not speak to him only the first time, the second time, but Shlishus Lo Dibur. Either way, there is not another Dibur. In fact, the Marsha Akasha, this seems to be connected Beferish Psukim. In the end of Sefer Yonah, the end of Yonah, it says, "V'yom Elokim LeYonah, Hey Tevchar Lecha Ala Kikayin." So Hashem told him about the Kikayin, and then it says again, "V'yom Hashem Atachasta." Twice we find that Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yonah. So we see clearly that Hakadosh Baruch Hu did speak to Yonah. Iskei Ninva, this is Lechay Kineged the Gemara that says that Shlishus Lo Dibra Imai. As I fact to Marshan, the Emma says he's mechavan to Taisus. Taisus seems to be asking the same kasha. It's a little bit tzarchi and why the Marsha asks this kasha and doesn't bring Taisus. But Akapanim, that's a kasha. We seem to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yonah a third time at the end of Sefer Yonah. So how could the Gemara say over here that Shlishus Lo Dibra Imai? And I and Shem Devarim, they give tourism to this kasha. But I was thinking that perhaps he could be miyashiv this kasha, alpi what's mevur from the Rambam, that there are really two different dinim in nevuah, two different types of nevuah. The Rambam in the end of Perek Zayin from Hilchos Yisrael Atayra says that there's two different ifanim. It's in Perek Zayin and Hilchos Zayin, two different ways in which a navi could be nisnava. He says a navi efshes shetei nevuasa la'atzim bilvad. He could have a nevuah which is for the navi himself. La'archiv libay la'isibdaita and shiyedem ashal yedem ma'isan devar magdalem. There could be a personal nevuah for this navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a message to him to help him grow through the nevuah that he gets. And then efshes shu shuloch la'ama amiyar it's a lanchi yir amemlocha levanin. Says there's another type of nevuah where the navi is sent on a mission to give over his nevuah to other people to try to be misakin them or whatever message he's trying to give to Achim. So there's a nevuah which is la'atmai for the navi himself that he's not supposed to share with anyone else, and then there's a nevuah la'achim and the navi is nishtalach to give musar to other people or to be madia different things to Achim. So it could be when the Gemara here says that Sheinus Dibraima Shlishus Lo Dibraima, that's Lagabi and Nevuah Lachem. And Nevuah Lachem, to be given a Nevuah, to give over to other people, that was not given another time to Yonah. It was only this first time and the second time. But a Nevuah La'atzmai, Nevuah for his own personal reasons, for he himself, which wasn't Lachem, that Avada could be given to Yonah, and therefore it's not Shver, because the two Nevuahs over here at the end, of the end of Sefer Yonah, V'yomer Hashem El Yonah, those are both personal Nevuahs to himself. It's not to be given over to Achim, and that taka could happen again. When the Gemara says, Shlishus Lo Dibra Imai, it's talking about a Nevuah La'achim, a Nevuah to give over to other people. That taka didn't happen a second time, and it's very meduik in the Pesukim. The Pasuk where the Gemara makes the idea, V'yomer Hashem El Yonah, Sheinus Leimar, it's a Dvar Hashem El Yonah, Sheinus Leimar. Leimar means to say. This was a Nevuah to be said over to Achim. The first time, also in the beginning of Sefer Yonah, where Hashem appeared to him the first time, the Lashon is, V'dvar Hashem El Yonah ben Amitai Leimar. It was a Dvar Hashem, there was Leimar to say to others. At the end of Sefer Yonah, when it says, V'yom Lakim El Yonah, V'yom Hashem El Yonah, that wasn't Leimar, doesn't say Leimar, wasn't for Achim, it's for him himself. For him himself, there could be another Nevuah. And it's also Meduyek, I think, that the first two Psukim, the two Nevuahs were Leimar, it says, V'dvar Hashem, it talks about Dvar Hashem. The last psukim doesn't say Dvar Hashem, it says V'yamer Elokim, V'yamer Hashem, it's a Lashon Amir. There seems to be a chiluk between the Lashon Amir and the Lashon Dibur, and it could be also that the Lashon Dibur, Dvar Hashem, refers to a Dvar Hashem that was given to give over to Achirim. Lashenkin, the Lashon Amir was more of a personal nevuah, and that's why when the Gemara asked the Kasha from the Pasuk of Melachim, over there it's clear it was given to Yonah to give over to Achirim, that's how the Achirim knew about it, and plus the Pasuk says the Lashon, Kedvar Hashem, Asher Dibur Biyad Avdei, Yonah bin Amitai, so that's a nevuah of Dvar Hashem that was given to Achim, and Mimela from there, the Gemara has a good kasha. But the fact that he got a personal nevuah of a Yomer Hashem or Yonah for whatever personal reasons, that's a different type of nevuah, that's a different nevuah, that's a nevuah la'atzmai, and that the Gemara is not talking about, and lefi that it would be miyosha of the kasha of the Marsha and Taisus.